I like that right there.
Let me get this. I've been informed by both the builder of this mandolin and my beautiful, versatile, smart, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind partner, Heidi Herzog, that this is a female. So, it's not in tune, but that's a given because it's a mandolin. John used to tell the story about a rock and roll guitar player coming into the hall one afternoon. Come in about 9 o'clock in the morning, had his guitar case and shoulder bag. Went in the dressing room, got his guitar out and started tuning. He tuned up to about 11 o'clock, poured himself a cup of coffee and drank that, tuned up till about 12:30, and stopped, took a break for a chicken sandwich and a cigarette. Started back tuning about 1:30. Tuned up to about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Stage manager had got there by then and he came back there and he said, "Son, you've been tuning that guitar all day." Man like Chet Atkins come in here and open his case and turn a couple of knobs for about 5 minutes, go out and play for 2 hours. And a rock and roll guitar player said, "I guess some people just don't give a damn." It's the sound of crickets. This is one of the songs that influenced Bill Monroe to play the mandolin and make a career out of music, which in turn influenced John Hartford to make music too, and me. This is a good old-time dance number, simple two chords for those of you that are playing along.